Join me in welcoming our 10-minute speaker, Heather H. from San Luis Obispo.
Welcome to the newcomers, those that identified and those that didn't. Congratulations on anyone celebrating birthday or milestone. I have 10 minutes, so I'm just going to get right into it. I used to come to this meeting when I was newly sober, and I always wanted to speak up here, but I'm really nervous right now. So my sobriety date is August 11th, 2018. And I'm really grateful for that. So I was born and raised in Huntington Beach in Orange County, and I grew up in an alcoholic home, and there was a lot of chaos and just a lot of like fighting and, you know, things like that. So I always told myself that I was never going to drink. And then when I was 12 years old, one of my best friends that I was with all the time, her parents were also alcoholics and weren't around, so we just kind of did whatever we wanted. She started doing meth and heroin, and she told me not to do it. And so I'm really grateful for that because, I just saw, like, okay, if she is doing it and is telling me not to, then I'm not going to do that. But I started drinking. And as soon as I got drunk for the first time, I was like, yep, like, this is it. I want to do this. I get it now. I got sent to rehab by my middle school in eighth grade. I was going to stay, and I didn't. I was there for a few hours, and then I had my mom pick me up, and she did. So, all throughout high school, I got expelled every year of high school, went to continuation school. My parents enabled me. I don't really think they meant to, but that's what happened. I had friends that would go to meetings here and there, and they'd ask me to go with them, and I would go, and I didn't really think anything of it, but looking back, I think they were trying to, get me to get sober. I grew up in the room, too, with my mom, going in and out of the rooms and in and out of rehab, and so I just never really thought that it worked. I didn't think people actually could stay sober. Throughout, like, when I turned 18, I realized, I really got to get my stuff together. And so I started working and going to school and all that, but I was still drinking, and so I would get jobs where I could, like, work the weekends, and then I would take, like, two or three classes and just not really do very well. And so I got a good job when I was about 20, and things really looked great on the outside, but I was miserable. I was drinking all the time. I was a blackout drinker, so I would black out a lot from the time I started drinking. My goal was to black out, basically. So it got to a point where I was trying not to black out, and I couldn't. I didn't know when I was going to black out or not, and it got really scary. And I was really depressed, and I didn't know what to do. And in 2017, one of my best friends passed away, and so I started going to church because that was the only thing that I could think of to do. I started going to church, and I was trying to stop drinking, and I started traveling a lot by myself and drinking. And I would get drunk and talk about God. So that was a weird time. So, so then I started drinking with people from the church, and I kind of was like, okay, you know, like I don't really need to stop anymore. Let's try to stop because I'm drinking with the church people. So, I got a DUI hanging out with the church people, and I ended up in my first AA meeting for myself. And so I remember, like, I was just going to get a court card signed, and I had always told myself if I got a DUI that I would stop drinking, but I never thought that I would get a DUI because I lived downtown Huntington, so I would just walk to the bars, or people would come to my house, and my house was like the party house. So I didn't really, you know, I walked and I didn't go anywhere. So I didn't think I'd get a DUI. And so when I got the DUI, I didn't think I would stop drinking. I was just like, I'm going to get my court card signed, I'm going to go, you know, like, whatever. I didn't think people got, you know, stayed sober. But once I got there, I listened to what everyone had to say, and I was like, oh, wow, like, these people, like, I can relate to these people. Like, So I just kind of was like, you know what, like, I tried everything that I could think of at this point, and, you know, like, I'm going to actually try this thing. I'm going to get a sponsor, whatever that means, and I'm going to do the steps and see if it works, and if it doesn't, then I'm screwed, and I don't know what else to do. So I got a sponsor, and I worked the first three steps, and the first time I did the third step, my sponsor at the time, she had me get on my knees in the middle of a Starbucks and say the third step prayer. And she didn't tell me until we got to the Starbucks, and she was like, yeah, so you're going to get on your knees and say the third step prayer. And I was like, are you effing serious right now? She's like, how bad do you want this? And at the time, like, I was like, I don't know. Like, I just, like, I don't know. But I was like, sure, like, I guess I'll do it. Like, if it's going to work to help me not drink, like, whatever, this is dumb. So I did it, and this guy was, like, on his laptop, like, next to me. And he, like, looked at me and was like, you're doing great. I got in a relationship, and you know, he wanted me to move up here, and I was like, hey, you know, like, guy wants me to move up here, is that a good idea? And she's like, yeah, that sounds like a great idea. I was like, cool. So I moved up here, about a month sober, and I didn't get another sponsor until that relationship ended, and I was super miserable and really depressed, and got another sponsor. Worked the steps, got a different sponsor that I still have today, worked the steps, and since then I've done Al-Anon, I worked those steps, and I'm in another program right now working on those steps. And I'm so grateful for the opportunity to be able to be present and be able to work on myself and take accountability, and I'm grateful that I have the willingness from the beginning to do that. I'm grateful that I, you know, hit my bottom continuously. Like, I just, you know, I continuously hit a bottom, and I'm so grateful for that because it gave me the willingness to do this thing and to, you know, even though I thought it was so stupid, like, there's no way, like, before coming into the room, like, before I walked in the doors, if somebody told me to get on my knees in the middle of a Starbucks, I'd be like, bye. What are you talking about? You're crazy. I'm so grateful that I'm able to stand up here today and talk to you guys, and hopefully somebody gets a little bit of something from what I said. Thank you, Jules, for asking me to be of service. And thank you all for being here. And I'm going to stop talking now.
give Heather another round of applause.